Blog Talk Radio.
That's what people don't understand about me. It ain't that I can make so many albums and just keep going. Like, how the fuck you do that? Because it's me. It's really me. Like, I'm just talking what I go through. Whatever it is, and be it good, I might say the worst shit in the world, but it's me.
But then you saying shit that make people in the hood do crime. If you're not going, you're going to do it because you want to do it. But then, like, you don't help them. Like, you saying that you sold drugs, that you got a gun, that this, that, that.
My moms are not, yo, nigga, I'm it's all good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? More so now.
You tell them the downfall, whatever's good.
Yeah, the evil.
Yeah, the bad side of it.
Yeah. It's heaven and then there's hell, nigga.
Yeah.
One day you cruising in the seven, the next day you... Your alibis ain't matching up. Bullshit catching up. You hit with the Rico, they repo that vehicle. Shit was all good just a week ago. About to start snitching, ain't you? Ready to start bitching, ain't you? I forgive you. I forgive you. Hustling just ain't you. Aside from the fast cars, honeys that shake their ass and balls, you know you wouldn't be involved with the underworld dealers, carriers of Mac Millie, East Coast bodyers, West Coast cat pillars, little monkey niggas turn gorillas. These are my rhymes, B.
Yeah.
This is my first album.
Kane is in the building.
With Hollywood Cole, I'm with Marley G, bro, flying Holly Grove chicks to my Hollywood shows, and I wanna tell you something that you probably should know, this that Slumdog Millionaire Bollywood flowing my real friends never hearing from me, fake friends write the wrong answers on the mirror for me, that's why I pick and choose, I don't get shit confused, I got a small circle, I'm not with different crews, we walk the same path, but got on different shoes, live in the same building, but we got different views, I got a couple cars, I never get to use, don't like my women single, I like my chicks in twos. And these days, all the girls are down the road. I hit the strip club and all them bitches find a pole. Plus, I've been sipping, so this shit is moving kinda slow. Just tell my girl to tell her friend that it's time to go.
So tell me how you love it. You know you at the top and only heaven's right above it. We own. It's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright. Now somebody show some money in this bitch. And I got my bees with me like some honey. Gun in my boot purse and I don't bust back because I shoot first. Meet me on the fresh train. Yes, I'm in the building. You just on the list of guest names. And all of my riders do not give a fuck. X Games. Guns turn you boys into pussies. Sex change. And I smoke till I got chest pain. And you niggas know I rep my game like Jesse James. Women are possessive and they wanna possess Wayne. I've been fly so long I fell asleep on the fucking plane. Skinny pants and some Vans. Call me AAA, get my advance in advance. Amen, as the world spinning dance in my hands. Life is a beach, I'm just playing in the sand. Wake up and smell a pussy. You niggas can't see me, but never overlook me. I'm on the paper trail and ain't no telling where it took me. Yeah, and I ain't a killer, but don't push me. But tell me how you love it. You know you at the top and only heaven's right above it. We own. It's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright, now somebody spend some money in this bitch. And I got my bees with me like some honey. In my boot purse and I don't bust back because I shoot first. How do he say was never said? Beautiful woman, I bet that bitch look better red. Limping off tour cause I made more off my second leg. Motherfucking Birdman Jr., 11th grade. Ball on automatic start. I can hand it to Drake, I do a quarterback draw. Wildcat offense, check the paw print. We in the building, you niggas in the apartment. Now come on, be my blood donor. Flow so nice, you ain't gotta put a rug on her. Do it big and let the small fall under that. Damn, where you stumble at? From where they make gumbo at? Hang, got the fucking feet jumping like a jumping jack. And you know me, I get on this bitch and have a heart attack. Hip-hop, I'm the heart of that. Nigga, nothing short of that. President Carter, young money Democrat. Now tell me how you love it. You know you at the top, but on the other side above it, we own. It's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright, now somebody shoot the money in this bitch. And I got my bees whipping like some honey in this bitch. Shoot it. And I got my gun in my boot purse, and I don't bust back because I shoot first.
The hottest under the sun. Ain't nobody fucking with me, man. Hey, you already know that pimpin'.
Yeah.
Cash money breakfast where dreams come true.
Fuck up my dreams.
Somebody gon' die tonight. Hey, you already know that pimpin'.
Hey, it's cash money records, man, a lawless game.
Fucking believable, Lil Wayne's the president. Fuck 'em, fuck 'em, fuck 'em. Even if they celibate, I know the game is crazy. It's more crazy than it's ever been. I'm married to that crazy bitch. Call me Kevin Federline. It's obvious that he'll be cash money till the death of him. The ground shall break when they bury him, bury him. I know one day they gotta bury him. Better lock my casket tight, baby, so I don't let the devil in. People, it's just me and my guitar. Yeah, bitch, I'm heavy metalin'. Get the fucking Led Zeppelin. Niggas is bitches, bitches. I think they full of estrogen. And we hold court and take your life for a settlement. Yes, I'm the best. And no, I ain't positive, I'm definite. I know the game like I'm reffing it. This is the Carter 3, the New Testament. And I'm the God, and this is what I bless them with. Bitch, I'm me, I'm me. Lethal weapon, book 'em, Danny. I'm a monster, I tell you. Monster Wayne, I have just
That's when I can't hold my shit within. So I shit on myself, cause I'm so sick and tired of shit on everybody else. I'm trying to tell you like I'm saying something. I'm from the dirty like the bottom of my pants cuffs. And there nothing gon' stop me, so just envy it. Hey, I'll accept a friendly quit.
Peace out there. Peace, y'all. It's poppin'. I'm a little distracted. Y'all gotta forgive me. I can't find my, I guess you could say, favorite headphones, but I don't know what happened. Energy is real, though. You gotta really guard yourself. Peace in the chat. See, y'all about to hear anything I'm typing, anything. So, all right. Well, I'm going to jump in today. I'm so distracted. But, yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about, it's been a while since I talked about stuff we've been working on or what we have planned. So, we finally, got something up for YouTube, finally. So I'm excited about that. And I want to make sure that we keep a certain pace. I don't know how often we're going to release a video per se. But I did like, I could use that same concept for IG as well. So we'll be able to do a lot of things that I've been wanting to do on IG and then still keep it PG. Y'all came in with questions, but before I get into any questions, I want to talk a little bit about what I presented today. Oh, I was doing some shameless plugs too. So shameless plug, we put out the YouTube video today for name change. So, you know, oftentimes I find that people want a whole explanation as to why they should do something. And then on top of that, they have a tendency to ask how, from our perspective, that should be done. So I wanted to take a different approach, and for YouTube, while I am going to highlight some of the information that's being disseminated, I want to make sure that we give you all enough information so you can decide for yourself what you need to do and not rely on what someone is telling you to do. So that's what we mean by informed decision. So beyond that, we have a webinar coming up for the name change. We moved it to October, and I already forgot the day. I think it's the 29th, Saturday, October 29th. So y'all can take a look at it. It's on lowlifeacademy.com. You can get your so-called tickets early. It's discounted right now. And then the other piece is, y'all are asking, well, why, if it's so simple
And that article that was posted, do we need to participate in the upcoming webinar? The reality is a lot of you all will not read that article or that document. So you're still going to need assistance. So if you cannot figure it out, then the webinar would be prime for you. In addition to if you figure it out, you want to know about the private IDs that we've been disseminating to folks and how that works as well. So, yeah, that's pretty much where we're at right now. Before I get into any questions, because I don't know what the questions are, let me go back into that article, I guess, that I was going over today. And this is just a simple perspective of Googling. That's the point that I wanted to get across. Like last week, one of our faithfuls asked about not receiving a book when I gave the analogy about school and having homework and all those things. And it escaped me then, but I realized everybody has the same book. So let me be clear. In 2022, the average person has a cell phone. There's your book. Anything you want to know, just type it in, put a question mark behind it, and hit enter. And you're going to get something. But a lot of you all don't like really putting in the work, because you have to read something, you have to interpret something, and then you have to make a You got to make a decision on the information, whether or not it's relevant to what you're doing. All right, so in the chat, they're asking, where can we sign up? To sign up for the webinar, it's on lawlifeacademy.com. If you're in our Telegram group, I already put the – nope, I don't think I did. I was just about to lie. I'll put the link in there as well so y'all can get access to it. But it's just lawlifeacademy.com. I'll put it up on IG as well if it's not up. I think it's still up on IG. So you might be able to get it there as well in the bio. All right. So, yeah, without any further ado, let me go back over some of this stuff and try to help you all digest what it is that I, you know, spewed over today. So it's very simple. The name. So name change is the legal act. And, you know, a lot of people missed what I was referencing in trying to show you all in comparison the difference between legal and lawful. One is a contemplation of the law. The other is the law. So, you know, public and private. So all their codes provide you with public and private. You have to have lens, as I've been describing it, to be able to see the difference between the two. So this is why it's very important. And typically what I would do if I was actually hosting a webinar, I would go through and take my time so you understand it, right, in detail what we're reading. So in any instance, it's the legal act by a person of adopting a new name different from their current name. That's all it is. Right. So they go into in this article. I'm just on. Well, actually, let me put it in the chat so y'all can see it in the chat. There you go. And that's the link to what I'm reading right now. So let me go back to that link. So the procedures of a name change vary between jurisdictions. They say, in general, there is a common law jurisdiction that is very loose in their procedures for a name change. And while everyone wants to be in civil, the jurisdictions are more restrictive. All right. So as we scroll through, it talks about a pseudonym. And a pseudonym is an artificial name. And that name is used in addition to the original or true name. So this does not require legal sanction. It doesn't require any legal sanction for you to have a pseudonym. So people use pseudonyms to conceal personal identity. All right. Now, in this article, and I'm telling you, it's a lot of information. They go through some of the reasons why people do this. So what's important here is the reasons that are provided apply here to civil law. Right? So if you want to give an excuse as to why you need to change your name, go ahead and do that. Right? If we get down to this part here about the United States, as I brought up earlier, in the United States, state laws require, I mean, I said the same thing earlier. I think I'm dyslexic. Regulate name changes, right? I'm not wearing my glasses. I think that's the issue. Several things have had press.
Y'all know how they do. They boot me at least once a week. Or once every viewing, I should say. So, my bad, y'all. Y'all can hear the hurricane coming in. We got a hurricane coming in, y'all. So, if you hear that rain or anything else, just be advised that it's the hurricane. So, it's not something I can control, right? All right. So, people don't think. I was reading through this article and I wanted to, and they dropped me too right when I was trying to make a point. But I was reading through this article and I was getting to, usually a person can adopt any name desired for any reason. And I was saying usually. I said usually, right? So normally a person can adopt any name desired for any reason. Normally. Lining reasons as to why someone could not just go ahead and adopt a new name? And that's the question everyone needs to ask. So that's what I didn't necessarily harp on in the video earlier. I just want to make sure I present that to y'all. So let's go through it. As of 2009, and this is the same article, 46 states allow a person legally to change names by use of law. See, they screw you up here because they're talking about at will here. And an at will is lawful. How do you know that? When you click on, it's in the video, when you click on Lyndon versus First National Bank, you see, and I'll read the quote to you, it says, at common law, a man may change his or woman, her name, and he is bound, she is bound by any contract into which he or she may enter in his or her adopted or reputed name. And by this, he or she is known and recognized by that name, he or she may sue and be sued. So that set forth many things. By common law, one may lawfully, listen to the language, by common law, one may lawfully change one's name and be known and recognized by that new name. So if you were ever confused as to why I was speculating, and I shouldn't say telling because I'm not trying to tell anyone, but, you know, urging folks to separate themselves from straw man names, this is part of the reason why, because it's your God-given right to do so. But more importantly, it's part of this that I'll leave that alone for now. Right? So as I go back to the original article, they say legally, and I already corrected that because they're talking about common law. So 46 states allow a person legally to change name by usage alone. Usage is just taking on the name. So that's at will, right? So with no paperwork, but a court order may be required for many institutions. And what are the institutions they're talking about? That's a bank or government institutions. So that's it. To officially accept the change. They want to officially accept the change like that. And you got, you know, some stuff in there. All right. So they go over the fact that usually, and I'm going to skim through this because I want to get to some questions. We got a short show tonight. Like I told y'all, it's a hurricane, so I need to just be in my space as far as mentally with all this stuff that's going on. So it's a little rough out there.
what was I saying? A couple of shows, a couple months now back, where we talked about the, if we knew anyone, famous or otherwise, that did not go to court and change their name. And I keep on bringing up this point again because we know of Malcolm X being one of those individuals. We know of Muhammad Ali. I can't name everybody. I just know of those two. I later found out as I was studying that Martin Luther King's father changed his name and by default ended up changing his son because his son was named after him. So, you know, stuff like that. But at the end of the day, you don't necessarily have to come out of pocket. And a lot of people don't get this. If you just Google your state and look at change your name in whatever state you live in, they'll tell you, you know. In the video we used California, it's 435 to 450 for the filing fee for you to go ask permission. And exactly what it says. If you can't afford this, you can ask the court to waive it. But you didn't have to even go ask them to waive anything. You could just change your name. That, you know. The clerk will give you a date when a judge will make a decision. Why does the judge, well, again, I need to be careful of how I say certain things, but if you want to put your hand into somebody else other than your parent's hand to make a decision for you, more likely than not, it's not going to work in your favor. And as I said, by attachment, they create joinder. And that's exactly how the courts reference it. The courts consider when you change your name an alias. What is an alias? I just told you, a pseudonym. That's why you are AKA on the docket. All right? And we have proof of those things. So, again, I'm not sure why people are telling y'all to go do a court decree to get your name. I just don't get it. All right. Skimming through all of these things, they mentioned the assumed name. You might want to look at that stuff down at the bottom because that's important. And usage method. That's why, see, usage at the bottom here is a common law name, right? Usage. Did I not explain that up at the top when I said right here as of 2009, 46 states allow a person legally to change it? That's not common law because that language should be lawful, as you clicked on the other, on the court case. Now, for everybody that don't get it, the reason why I asked you all to read this because let's look at what they say in California, which is in the bottom of the article under the usage method. And this is for those that love these employee statutes, right? They are 14th Amendment, and they subscribe to their employee role. So watch this. Specifically in California, Code of Civil Procedure, you can look this up, but actually let me put it in. You should already have it because I just gave you the article, but I put it in the chat. I'm not watching the chat right now. Y'all got to check in. I got to come back to that. So, darn it. Just lost my here. So, this code here regulates common law and court decreed name things. Now, did I not say that the code provides public and private? I'm just reading, you know, for those that want to, you know, be a naysayer or whatever the case is, if you have a difference of opinion, again, I'm sharing the information so you can make an informed decision. So this is what it reads. Provided in subdivision, and you won't get this unless you look up the full code, B was one way in which you can go about getting your name changed. B was another way you can go about getting your name changed. D was another way about getting your name changed, or E is another way to went about getting your name changed. But this is what they said. Regardless of those statutory requirements, nothing in this title shall be construed to abrogate your natural God-given right, I'm sorry, the common law right of any person to change his or her name. And a lot of people will miss this because they won't take the time to read this document. They even go into subdivision B, right? Clued one from changing their name by common law if they are in state prison. So what did I tell you? You don't have a natural God-given right when you violate the law. You're making it simple here for y'all. I've been saying this for 2 years now since I've been teaching y'all, right? But people don't get it. This is exactly what they're saying. So when you're saying someone's in prison and they won't give them pen and paper, they don't have any rights. I just want you to understand. They go and extend it to probation. They extend it to parole. And if you are convicted of a serious sex offense, right, you are denied your God-given ability to do anything. Now, we can get into the whole scripture behind that and preach on that, but I don't want to do that right now. So this is a lot more. And you can stay tuned. I'm going to do a video on it and go through this so you can see what I'm reading and all of those things. I'll put that out since we have this recording here on Blog Talk. But y'all got to spend some time with this information and not try to just run through it. You need to absorb this because it's right here in your face. Show me one guru that is telling you, right? They all tell you don't do the official registration, which is at the bottom. You know, Social Security Administration, Consular Affairs, Federal Commission, Collective Service, they want you to update DMV, you know, all that stuff, right? Then they tell you your bank, your employers, your doctors, your mortgage, your insurance companies, they want you to tell everybody your AKA number. Tell me one of your gurus that's ever stopped to show you the difference. What's amazing to me is that we've had gurus that became L's and May in the private just by changing their name. And then they turn around and take that name after living under that identity for, let's say, 10 years. You turn around and you go to court, and you do what? You change your name? You already changed it. Huh. Neither here nor there. All right, let me open up the call lines. I'm rambling now. Hopefully that made sense. This is the kind of format I've been longing to get into, but I've just been skeptical to just be open and just put stuff out into the public. So let me hear what y'all got to say. I'm going to go to the first one, though, because I ain't going to lie. You know, so let me go to the first caller that raised their hand in here. 225-281. I'm hoping you got a question. But let's stay on topic, please. Please. Can you hear me? 225-281. Hello? Can y'all still hear me in the chat? Okay. I don't know if this thing is working properly. All right, let me go to 901-270. Peace. There you go. What's poppin'?
Just listening in.
What'd you think about all that information we just read through?
It, I would say that it would get people thinking of, okay, there's two ways to change your name. Now, how do we do the come along way?
Right.
That's that spark. That's that spark that's needed to get people to start thinking and looking.
But why is it that no one has broken that down to our community before? Why is that, you know, that folks have evidently made those name changes before going to court, have been living under that identity, and years later, they decided to take it to court to make that change? Why is that?
Either it's just a simple mistake, or they really don't know. They haven't done their due diligence, or put it to you this way. What Noble Drew Ali said, when you study, you finish studying and study some more.
But don't you think that that's a little bit, I don't even know what's the word to use, but like, that's a little bit out there from the simple perspective of,
it's multiple people that's been teaching this information. So I can get like one or two people, you know what I mean? But it's like the entire community.
But here's the thing with that, though. The information is being recycled. So, again, the due diligence is not being done. It's just...
You just said monkey see, monkey do. Got it. Got it. Got it. You can say what you're saying because you were giving it to them eloquently, you know? But monkey see, monkey do.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. And what do you think about the fact that they say it in the U.S., you don't even have to do no paperwork behind it. You know, that's not what I teach. Okay. Right? If it ain't in writing, it doesn't exist. Let me be clear, right? But at the same time, majority of us, like I said, have been operating like that for years. And they don't have any documentation, which is why they ran to the court for documentation. Because they wanted to. Here's why it's messed up. Can I teach for a second?
I was about to touch on it real quick.
Go ahead.
Okay. Now, it's stated that you don't need paper, and we know that if it's not on paper, it don't exist. But here's the thing. We don't need their documents for that proof.
Yeah, but, you know, what I wanted to do was, you're right, absolutely. Let me acknowledge that first. My mind goes a mile a minute, right? So this is what I want everyone to do. Can I break it down? If you came out prior to Law Life Academy, right, in terms of looking for information, finding information, and learning from some of this information, a lot of what I teach is going to contradict what's been taught. And here's why people make a mess of things, because they don't understand what they're doing. So let me break it down. So conceptually, majority of us that pre-2019 or whatever the case may be, have in some way, shape, or form potentially changed their name. They have created copyrights of those names, right? Some under the guise of pseudonyms. Right? Copyright was the straw man name. Think about what I'm saying. The pseudonym that was registered is the straw man name. Watch me go to work. Excuse me while I work out. Let me ask for permission, right? So you do a copyright claim stating that your property is the straw man. All right, no pressure. Fast forward 10 years later, 6 years later, 5 years later, whatever the case may be, you go and you do the reverse of that action by going to court. Because the new name that you're presenting to the court, which is probably behind your 9-8, which is probably... it's on your foreign ID. It's on your private ID, right? You just did the reverse. So now... you have the straw man name registered as an alias, and you came back to the court and now registered this new name as an alias. So who's really the owner? Paul. Do you follow what I'm saying, bro? I don't know.
He just put himself back in the cycle. Which is now it made it even harder to get out of.
Well, I'm just saying you just nullified exactly what you did to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what they're teaching you to do. I know people be thinking, like, what's wrong with this guy? I'm different. Ooh, I'm different. I'm trying to. Let me take in another call. Let me go to 305-39. You can hang out, bro, because we're about to talk about this. 305, what's poppin'? already said this.
Dave.
What's good with you? What'd you think about what I just said, bro?
I mean, you know, because I've been learning from you for quite a while, right?
Right.
So as far as what you just said, I think sometimes people just have a gap or some things are missing as far as their lexicon, right? What I mean by that is that, to the point of the common law, you don't need to go to Papa to get permission to do what you
Wait, wait, wait,
anyway.
Wait. What'd you call him?
Papa.
Papa. All right, let me break down Papa. Let me break down Papa for a second. Patria potestas. The state is your papa. So you said it right. The state is your daddy.
Yep.
I thought you only had one daddy. But keep going, bro. I didn't mean to interrupt. I just like that. Papa.
No, I mean, you know. All right. So if you don't have to, why keep going to Papa to get permission to do what you can do anyway, right? But to the point of the question, basically what I got out of it in my notes here is, okay, the goal was to make a name change. The name was changed.
Ooh.
To go back into the a different jurisdiction and to enter yourself into that different jurisdiction, right? And to sign up for
this
a name
boy hit right. This boy hit
all
right. I like it. Keep going, bro. Keep going. You got
okay.
it.
So if I understand correctly, all that's going to do is once you step into that different jurisdiction, the old jurisdiction, you fill out their form. To the point of the word that you used earlier, joinder, right? All that's going to do is tie you back to the old parties that you were trying to run away from in the first place.
So,
by law.
So you're trying to run away from home only to come back to home, and now you got a new papa. When you ran away, you was free. Now you ran back, and papa is pissed off because you wasn't supposed to run away in the first place.
But if I could, I think that's what happens at confusion.
Tell him.
Yeah, I got to go out there. I mean, you know, this is a great school, by the way. You know, at least trust, but verify the information, please.
Oh,
do yourself a favor.
Oh, God. Now can you gravitate to why I'm pointed towards everyone I come in contact with that says they actually want to learn this information? My intention is to truly teach you. The problem is the students are never ready because they want the master to conform to the student. And that's never the way that it works. I used to talk about this on old episodes. I told y'all my favorite type of genre for movies is karate movies, old karate movies from the 70s, you know, early 80s, you know, type of karate movies where they mouth just move and somebody else is saying something, right? Right? Like that. If you ever looked at the pupil and the master's relationship, the pupil was broken, right, to conform to the standard of the teacher. The student has to elevate themselves.
Right.
You get it?
I
Not
get it.
The
opportunity comes to the prepared mind, eh?
Repeat that.
Good opportunities in life only come to the prepared mind.
Right. So you either get with the program or you get left behind. So, you know, the Shaolin Temple, they lost students too. They turned them, some wanted to be fighters and they turned into groundkeepers. They turned into chefs. Right? They played a different function because they weren't built for what it is that they really said they wanted. You get it? So at the end of the day, we all have choices. You can listen to what somebody is telling you and just duplicate that. Or you can jot down some notes like you just mentioned and then go and do your own investigation. What do you think about that, Nick?
I put it to you this way, and as far as the note-taking goes, help me help you.
Oh,
show initiative.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Yes,
I mean,
you may have questions, but have you taken the time to look into the subject matter, the information? Have you jot down notes so there can be some compare and contrast?
Nope. Because you just think everybody is out for your best interest. Right? That's what you're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's looking out for your best interest. Again, I don't want to discredit anybody. I'm just asking y'all to step outside of your comfort zone and challenge yourself. Do something different. Just do something different that y'all had in terms of questions and comments and feedback. Oh, I ain't even been checking in the chat either. Checkmate. Yeah. Do I have any other comments? Any other feedback?
No. Well, I actually say this, that once these YouTube videos go up, get in there and start digging. You might get your questions answered.
Oh, that might be an opportunity, absolutely. You know, put out a lot of information on in the description. So what you all can take advantage of is there is the Telegram group, there is Discord. I think I put this. And then there's a website. I just try to give you all access to an idea as well, all of those different platforms. So whatever you're most comfortable, you know, engaging on, we can do that. But at the end of the day, I don't know if we will see an immediate change, but the goal is to affect change on this whole slew of information, because we have a vast ocean of information. And I know, you know, sometimes when you just have one pebble, it doesn't necessarily make a big splash, but it can make a splash in India, right? So I'm not, and I'm going to keep on saying it, I'm not for everybody. Miss me with the excuses. Miss me with the whatever. Because at the end of the day, I understand that we all need help, and I'm willing to help you, but just do a little bit. Just do your part. And your part is to try to read something or study something or look over something before you assume you know something. And that's why we're at the end of the day,
I would say it's like, don't be afraid to ask questions. You can ask questions, but still look into it first before you ask your questions, because you may catch something, but you still may not grasp the whole thing. And then me or somebody else may be able to go off what you're working with, because you have somewhat of a basis.
Right. At the end of the day, you know, we're going to help those that need the help or require the help or however you look at it. So, you know, it's right there in your face. At the end of the day, no one can say I said anything. All I did was read. And like I said, I'll continue to try to take that approach. Let me see what I'm putting here, because I know people are going to say, oh, but this doesn't apply to my state. Or so let me just take a quick look at the standard, because I'm pretty sure some of y'all won't do it. Okay. They actually got it separated here. Hold on. Yeah, right there. I like sort of be funny. In any instance, y'all might want to read this too, but what is dope. But let's see. A, B, C, Clyde, all of this. Clerk must do that. Let's see. One only petition. All right, Ms. Cannon. I just want to see if it gives a similar feel or if it's hidden. Petitioner's civil rights has never been suspended. That's what y'all want, civil rights. Now y'all wonder why. Hey, let me just check. Petitioner. Yeah, I got to dig into this one. This one's wrong. But I'm not seeing, they talking about you got to do fingerprint. I wonder if some people actually, this is what they're saying. Before the court hearing on a petition for a name change, petitioner must have fingerprints submitted for a criminal history record check, except if a former name is being restored. Fingerprints for the petitioner shall be taken in the manner approved by Department of Law Enforcement. Wait, the fingerprints go through FBI. The department shall submit the results to the state. The court shall consider the results. Like, y'all heard what I just said? I just told you that at the end of the day, they will fight you tooth and nail, as they just stated in the other article, for being one of their inmates or on parole or whatever the case may be. And it goes into the whole thing. But, yeah, nothing in this section that I scan says anything about your actual lawful right, right? Doesn't say anything. Might have to go to the next chapter. I don't know if there's a next chapter. All right, let me look at the entire chapter. Yeah, that's it. Hey, well, maybe something. So I'd have to look into this one and see just how that works. But in any instance, I got a couple minutes left. If y'all have any final anything, let me know. In terms of comments, I'll dig for that to see what Florida is really talking about and see if they have anything in there. But at the end of the day, even if it's hidden, you know what it is. Because what's good in one state is good in the next state. But go ahead. Any last comments? We get to wrap up in like 3 minutes left.
No, let's wrap it up.
All right. 305, you got any last comments?
I mean, you know, the country recognizes common law, man. I better try to use it. That's all I got to say. Thank you.
All right. Say no more. All right. I'm going to jump on the other because I know I ended early. Mr. Weather, I'll take a couple questions on the Telegram just in case anybody has questions that they just didn't get a chance to ask. That number I tried to pick in, they already hung up and stuff too, so I don't know if they had any questions. Nobody else raised their hand, so let's go from there. All right. Peace, y'all. Catch y'all next week. I mean, catch y'all Thursday. I'm talking. Peace.